In the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit, one God, Amen. This is the first Sunday of the second month of the Coptic year, Baba. And as we have said before, that this time in the beginning of the new Coptic year is called the time of preparation, where we prepare ourselves and our hearts for God's work in our lives, where God will be a king over my life, over which area specifically. And we take some time before we do any fasts or celebrate any feasts of the church, before we come to the fast of Advent or Lent or anything like this, we come and say, what do we want to grow in this area? Specifically, which area I want the Lord to reign over my life? Specifically, which area? And the church gives us about 10 weeks to do this preparation thing. What is the one thing that I want God to grow me in and to rule over my life? Which part needs to be part of the kingdom, which is not part of the kingdom of God right now? And during the past few weeks, we have seen people who are far away from the kingdom, they were not part of the kingdom of God, coming to the kingdom. Like the sinful woman that last week, Zacchaeus the Sunday before. So these people were far away, they were not part of the kingdom, but they were brought in the kingdom. And you see the contrast between the two lives. So after we saw the contrast and the need, the desperate need for Zacchaeus and the sinful woman, the people who had it all, but something was missing, now the picture is coming a little bit clear of what is that thing or area that God needs to work in my life. And today, there is actually a very good prescription for us. If you really want to know the area that God needs to work in you, the part that doesn't belong to God in you, which is like very, very hard to hear, is there a part of me that doesn't belong to God? Yes. It might be owned actually by the devil. We're not saying that we're demon possessed or anything like this. But there is control, so much control that it's not in our hands, that makes us almost paralytic, like this paralytic man. The miracle today is we all have some kind of paralysis in our hearts and our souls. The question is, what exactly, what it is? If I tell you what are the paralysis in a practical way, it's the area where you have no control over. You have no control over. Like the paralytic man would love to walk. The paralytic man would love to do things. Would love even to go to the Lord himself. He knew that Jesus can do miracles. Can't. I hear this a lot. But of course, God forbid, if I tell anyone that this is spiritual paralysis, you know, I'm going to be stoned. But it is. When I want to do what's right, when I want to spend time with God, when I want to go to Him, a lot of people tell me something that is so real, and they think they're the only ones who have this problem. They say, I have the Bible right in front of me. But to get myself to get the Bible and open it, I can't. Somehow, it's much easier for me to grab the remote control and turn something on. Or to pick up my phone and just go through anything, any nonsense. But to just pick up my Bible or to pick up the Agbaya, the book of prayer, I just can't. That's some kind of paralysis. I want to serve. I want to do what's right. And a lot of times I'm inspired and I want to go out and do something. But I don't. Something not in my control. in so many other cases, some kind of addiction that I hate, that I don't want to do, that I don't want to get near. But there is something almost takes my hand and let me do something that I don't want to do. To watch things that I don't want to watch. I hate myself when I do it. But I'm kind of paralytic when it comes to this. What is the solution? What is it? And what is the solution? Again, in our lives, there are areas like this. It's the area where I have, I don't want to say I have least control, but I want to say where God has least control over this area. Could be my thoughts, different wrong thoughts, lies that I believe the devil. Could be in my emotions, certain feelings. Some people get angry with all their heart. They don't want to get angry. They still get angry. They cry to God. They do things, but they still get angry. Or as I said, you know, watching something that I don't want to watch, seeing something that I don't want to see, doing something that I hate to do. This kind of paralysis. Even though, you know, I pray, I ask God, like I try to do the right thing, but somehow I don't have control over this. That's actually when someone is mature enough to understand that. You know, a lot of us don't actually know that we are paralytic in certain areas. We give excuses. I'm angry because, like, my father used to be angry all the time. There's nothing I can do. This is me. Or, you know, these are my habits. Or this is my personality. No, not as a child of God. Not as a child of God. First of all, where is this paralysis coming from? And what is the solution? The paralysis is coming from, as I said, it's lack of control over something. Where did this lack of control come from? Most likely coming from two major areas. There are a lot of areas, but two major areas. One of them from my own, some wrong decisions I made when I was immature or young. And I gave myself completely to something that was not godly. And I did that over and over. That gives the devil control over this area. Not only control, but the real word is it gives him the authority to rule and to own. Exactly like someone lust after a phone. Let's say it's the iPhone 5, for example. I'm not talking about myself, I'm talking about other people. Someone lusts after a phone. He goes, he gets the phone. And when he gets the phone, he signs a contract for 2 years. A month later, he hates the phone, he hates the company, he wants to change. What is the answer? Too bad. They own you. The company owns you. The phone owns you. You gotta keep the contract. You gotta wait for 2 years, or else you're gonna pay a ridiculous price. Exactly what it is. I gave myself, I actually paid a price for that. I went out of my way and I made some decisions which I gave the devil control over my life. I come later, I say, I love God, I don't want that. Good try. No, it's not that easy. There is a price. There is a price. There is a consequence. You can't just let go like this. I own this part. To a point, I'm sorry to say, if you got the iPhone 5 and you signed the contract 2 years, and you are the son of the president himself, he cannot get you out of this. If you are whoever you are, you can never get out of this. Why? Because you signed the contract. And anyone goes there, say, we have a signature here. So to a point that God himself, if the expression is correct, cannot get you out of this that fast and the way you're thinking of. Paralysis. Paralysis. The devil has total ownership. God cannot do this. Of course God can do and can do all things. But guess what? Sometimes God gets me out of something and a month later I say, I miss Egypt. And I miss the days of servitude where I was, you know, a slave in Egypt. I miss the food. I miss slavery. What do I tell the devil? Come, I miss you. I need you to rule over this part again. What I'm trying to say is, part of the paralysis is an area that I have given the devil completely with my own will, and a lot of times it came over and over and over time. Not just any mistake that I do, but the things that I go out of my way to do, the things that I did willfully, the willful disobedience, things like this, gives the devil total ownership. The second problem, or the second cause of paralysis, it has a lot to do with our inheritance. What do I mean by inheritance? The things that we received from our parents, from our family. For example, someone was raised in an atheist, Gnostic family, and he comes to believe in Christ. Do you think all the thoughts of the disbelief, do you think all the thoughts, you know, everything, all the principles that he learned in his life is just going to disappear in 1 second? Absolutely not. It takes a long time. It takes a lot of training. What is the model that I have? Saint Moses the Strong. When he repented, he turned to God. Was he able to make the turn in 1 day or in 1 month? No, it took him actually years. And some people took them years to get over these two things. The area that I gave the devil with my own will and authority, or the bad inheritance that I received from family. Strong paralysis makes me, I don't know what to do. Makes me go back to the old things. Makes me not change. And I think that change is impossible. So this is the problem. What is the solution then? What is the solution? The solution was given to us in an amazing way by the Lord Jesus Christ today in this miracle. Through a wonderful, wonderful group of friends who were able to take their friend and push and shove and do everything possible to bring him to the Lord Jesus Christ himself. A lot of times, I need the help of others. A lot of times, I don't understand my paralysis. I can't help myself. I need someone to help me. I need someone to help me, especially in situations like this. And of course, the paralytic man thought, they're going to take me to a nice man, a prophet, he's going to pray over me, anoint me with oil, and maybe I'll be healed. Sick man, his friends feel bad for him, take him to the Lord. They don't find a place, they jump over the roof, knock it down, let down their friend. But something very, 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 very embarrassing happened right there. And instead of Jesus putting his hand on a sick man and praying, he said, son, your sins are forgiven you. Sins? Who talked about sins here? I'm coming to be healed. It's exactly like you're going to the doctor, and here the doctor tells you all the bad things that you're doing in your life. What is this? Where is privacy here? Where is the HIPAA or whatever it is? You know, where is privacy here? Who told you that I'm a sinner? The solution is exposing the problem, which is the hardest part of it. Exposing what is the issue? What is that thing? And not just exposing it for making the person feeling so guilty and so bad, but exposing the problem in the presence of the most gentle, holy, forgiving, wonderful Lord and Father. Yes, I have a sin. I have a problem. I admit that there is something inside of me. I don't know anything about this man. The Lord didn't mention anything about his faith. He mentioned about their faith, the faith of the friends. So maybe you are the paralytic, but you could be a good friend also in some area. Meaning, some of us have been freed from certain things, like anger. I was angry all my life, and God blessed me. I changed. I became a different man. Then I could help someone who has the anger problem. I was in depression. I was in this. I was in addiction. I was like my family was just, I was going to lose my family. And God blessed me. This is the area that I could be a good friend for someone else. And I say, let me take you to the one who healed me. Let me take you to the one who helped me. But before, do you know that you're paralytic in this area? I need a friend to tell me, you're paralytic. You're sick. In a loving way. I've been sick like you. And God helped me. And I'll bring you to that help. Where to find a friend like this these days? I'm not sure how many times you've heard me or if I shared that or not, but the people who helped me most in my life and brought me to God's love and to service were friends, colleagues, that they were able to embrace me, help me, and really bring me to the Lord like these paralytic people, these friends. See the readings today from the Pauline epistle, if I can get the Pauline in the back. It's amazing. St. Paul, he writes to the second epistle to the Corinthians, and he says something very interesting. He says, furthermore, when I came to Troas to preach Christ's gospel, and a door was opened to me by the Lord. I came to a city to preach the word of God, and a door was open, meaning God is making things easy to preach. Huh? What did you do? Did you preach? I said, no. Really? Why? He said, I had no rest in my spirit. Why? Because I did not find Titus, my brother. I had no rest in my spirit. Because I didn't find Titus, my brother. I want this Titus. I want this friend. I want this person who gives me. God brought him there, opened the door, and he says, I miss Titus. I can't keep going anymore. I'm paralytic. Door is open. Go preach. What's the problem? I can't. I can't do it. Just, you know, I miss him. I miss the guy. God forbid if someone says I miss my friend or anything like this. This is the word of God. He was not, he was not writing to Titus to tell him how great he is. He was not flattering the man. He was being honest here. And he keeps going in the same epistle and says, we are the aroma of Christ. You bring Christ life to your friend. Where Christ helped you. When God, the place where God helped you with, where you were healed, you will be able to heal others through the power of Christ, through the power of His Word. Through Him, Christ will use you. You will be the aroma of Christ for others. There's no Christianity that has Jesus only. No Christianity that has Jesus only. As when I remember the name of the saint, I think it's Saint Irenaeus who said, if you don't find the church as a mother, you can never find Christ as a father. The commandment was never love the Lord with all your heart, but love your neighbor as yourself too. You cannot be saved by just doing your best. We need others, and others need you. I need a good friend to tell me in my eyes, you got a problem in this area. And I'm telling you not to judge you. But because God helped me to take the plank out of my eye, I'm now ready to help you get the speck out of your eyes. I had a plank in my eyes. You have just a speck. And I'm helping you to get it out because God already helped me to get this plank out. We need to say the truth in love. To build each other and to be Christ to one another. We need that. Everybody needs encouragement. Everybody needs encouragement, especially in this time. If St. Paul needs encouragement, then you and me needs encouragement. If St. Paul needs Titus, then we need each other. And if we say we don't, then we're deceiving ourselves. And he says, basically, you are the epistle of Christ. You are the living gospel. You live the word of God, and you give the word of God. You don't need to carry this. But what you need is to carry it in your heart and in your life and give this to others. Leave you with one question. When is the last time you were the aroma of Christ to someone? When is the last time you were a Titus to someone? Or when is the last time I was Paul who is in need of Titus? Telling my friends, you know, I don't know what's wrong with me. You guys tell me. If you see what's wrong, if you can recognize, then tell me. When was I Paul or Titus last time? Helped others or being helped by others? Think about it. And maybe the solution is in a good friendship, in a good relationship where you can grow together. Maybe it's in a small group where you can connect genuinely with others. But if all what you have is God, Christ, the church, and your family, maybe you're a paralytic and haven't been brought to healing by the Lord. Glory be to God forever and ever. Amen. Blessed are